Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to a little podcast here on a Tuesday afternoon, CycloneFanatic.com. This one brought to you by our good friends at the Iowa Clinic Men's Center, iamenscenter.com. Check them out today. You can check out their ad on the right side of our homepage. It's a daddy kissing a little girl. It says Happy Father's Day. Iowa Clinic Men's Center, iamenscenter.com. Today, my guest is Jared Stansberry. I don't really want to call you intern anymore. You're not really an intern anymore. It's kind of like if at the end of your freshman year, you're not really a freshman.
Right. Right.
You're a veteran. We need to get you a new title. What do you want to be?
Senior assistant to, I don't know.
you're thinking of the Neil guy.
Yeah.
Neil Barry, the special assistant to the head coach or whatever his name is.
I could be special assistant to the senior writer. Like Rob.
You could be Rob's personal assistant.
Yeah.
I like this.
Except, is it really a step up if I go from intern to
Rob's
personal assistant?
To the guy who's got to go and get Rob coffee? No, you're above. We'll whip up something nice.
Yeah. Well, I got recognized at Cap City League one night.
Oh, nice.
I was sitting there and I went and talked to George and I came back and she says, "Do you work for Cyclone Fanatic?" I said, "Yeah." "You're the intern."
You should have responded and said, "I am Cyclone Fanatic."
Yep, that's me. I'm the intern.
Yeah, we got to get you a new title.
Well, every time I post or something of mine gets posted, the guys on the forums, almost every time, it never fails, someone says, "Who is Jared? Who is this guy?"
They'll know you. Give him a little more time.
Well, it's almost been 3 years.
You've done a lot of behind the... You're kind of like branching out now.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going from behind the scenes video guy to...
Yeah, you're doing a nice job.
Thank you.
So this would be we need another intern.
Yeah.
So if anybody's listening, do you got anybody?
The problem for me is I don't know anybody that's young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if there's some youngsters out there in journalism, we're looking.
And just so they know, their title will be intern / personal assistant to the other intern.
Yeah, to Jared. All right, you've been covering the Cap City League.
Yep.
I haven't been this year. With the radio show, it basically makes it impossible for me to get down there, and that's why we wanted to really throw you on there and really cover the hell out of this thing, which you've done a nice job of, Jared. Three nights so far. What have been your impressions? I mean, what's the number one thing that stood out to you about Iowa State players?
Deontay Burton is good, man.
Deontay Burton?
Yeah.
Okay, he's very athletic.
Mm-hmm.
Translate to the Big 12?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, what kind of a player do you see him being in the Big 12? Because he's an undersized four, right?
Yeah, yeah. He's kind of an undersized four, but the athleticism that he brings to the table is, I mean, it's something else, man. I can't even describe it. I haven't seen a guy of his size, not just height, but, I mean, size. He's like 250 pounds.
He's a brick.
Yeah, and I've never seen a guy like him grab a rebound and then come down and immediately go right back up and slam it with one hand. And his elbow was almost above the rim. I mean, he's a freak. And he handles the ball a lot better than I thought he did. He can shoot a little bit better than I thought he would.
Oh, that's important.
Yeah. He's shown a pretty good ability to be able to come off the dribble and knock down that mid-range shot. Mm-hmm. And then he shoots a lot of threes, but, I mean, it's Cap City League.
They all do.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably made like 10 threes in three games, but he's probably shot 30 of them.
Yeah.
So, he's shown a much better all-around game kind of than I expected him to. I thought he was more just an athlete, a guy that's going to go down there and, you know, grind it out, try and grab a lot of rebounds and get a lot of garbage points, but he's definitely capable of creating for himself.
How do you see him when you stick a 6'7" guy on him? How do you see him reacting? That's my one concern mm-hmm. with him, because I feel like he could be used as a mismatch.
Mm-hmm. That's what I think, where I think the mismatch would come in, because if they're going against a 6'7" guy that doesn't maybe have the same kind of quickness that he does, he's got an extremely fast first step.
Yeah.
I mean, against these guys in the Cap City League, he takes his first step and he's already past you. Plus, he can finish at the rim so well that if he gets that one step on you, it's pretty much over. And I think that's the kind of thing that he'd be able to do against a 6'7" guy. But then if you flip it the other way around and you try and go small on him,
mm-hmm.
he showed that ability to be able to go down and post up. Plus, he's so strong that it's tough for you to go 6'7" or go, you know, 6'1", 6'2".
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'm thinking more. I think Deontay will fit in really well when he's eligible
mm-hmm.
this year, because you've got all those guys around him. I'm looking to 2016, 17 with him, and Like, I want him to be able to be one of the guys. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, one of the big three.
Oh, he's definitely capable of that.
So he's capable. I haven't seen him play yet. I mean, the only thing I've seen from him, a little bit of his you know, his tape at Marquette, and then the thing everybody talks about, the John Walters dunk video.
Right,
that,
yeah.
That he did for Cyclones team. He had a huge dunk the other night, right?
He had three straight possessions where he got dunks.
Nice.
Like, the first one, it was like on a fast break, and they just threw it straight down to him, and he caught it like over his shoulder and nearly fell down, took one step and went up and threw it down after almost falling down. So he was able to recover and then go up and dunk it almost immediately. Got another one that was just like a basic breakaway. I think he did a 180. And then he got another one where he got a steal, and Nick Niskoviak tried to get back and get in his way, and he saw who it was. He just stepped out of the way, and Deontay got about...
Said, I'm not touching this.
Right. He got about a foot in front of the free throw line, took off 2 feet, and
wow,
went up and slammed it.
What about Nick Niskoviak?
He's got that hand thing that is bothering him. I think it's his pinky on his shooting hand.
Yeah.
But
what does he look like as a player, like an athlete?
He looks like a more athletic Clayton Custer. Honestly, I mean, I watched Custer.
He's a little bigger, I think.
Yeah, he's a little bit bigger. He's a little bit wider as well. He's got kind of broad shoulders.
Yeah.
But he can shoot the ball. I mean, you can tell that he's got that shooter's mentality, and then he can handle the ball pretty well too. And I think he'll be able to contribute something this year, for sure.
Yeah, he's intriguing to me.
Yeah.
I think people forget just how highly touted he was.
Yeah.
Before he had the issue. Before he decommitted from Marquette. You've been high, I know, on the walk-on.
Yes.
The kid from Kirkwood.
Yeah.
Jordan Ashton.
He was a guy that actually we came out of high school at the same time, and his high school team won the state championship like that year.
Mm-hmm.
And so
Where was he from?
Mount Pleasant.
Mount Pleasant, okay.
And he played against a kid that I played at Simpson with in that tournament, and that was the first time I'd ever saw either one of these guys play. And he just went off. I mean, he was just huge. Ever since then, I've been trying to follow him. I think he went to Northwest Missouri for...
Oh, did he go down there and play?
Yeah, I think he went for 1 year, maybe two.
Who's the coach down there now? Do you know? Is it Tatmeyer still?
No.
No?
No, it's not him.
Okay.
But I'm not sure.
Okay.
What his name is.
It doesn't matter.
So, yeah, he went down to Northwest.
That's Southwest Iowa lingo right there. We're the only ones who care about that.
He went down to Northwest and then went up to Kirkwood. And, I mean, obviously had a huge season at Kirkwood. And he has shown that he can shoot the ball with the best of them, I'd say.
Yeah, I feel like he, more so than Niskoviak, has a chance to really contribute mm-hmm. this year, just based off of need. It has nothing to do with long-term talent or anything like that. I just, if you have a gunslinger, it's hard telling with Prohm. I feel like in Fred's offense, that kid would have been 10 minutes per game. If he's as good of a three-point shooter as I've heard, which I have some connections at Kirkwood, too, and they just rave about this kid. And I know Iowa State's intrigued by him.
He seems like the kind of guy, I saw some guys on the forum say it, but he seems like the kind of guy that could end up with a scholarship after this season. I mean, he's that good. He is a completely different brand of Iowa State walk-on than we've had here the last couple of years. The guys like, you know, Daniel Stensland and Tyler Ellerman. Like, he could really come out and play. I'm not saying he's going to play 10, 15 minutes a game, but I could see him coming in and just spelling a guy for, you know, 5 minutes and knocking down a three, knocking down two threes, maybe getting to the rim. And plus, he's a good defender. So, whereas you have that big drop-off from some programs have that big drop-off with their walk-ons, I don't think there's that drop-off like it is.
Okay, so where would you put Nick Babb? Because I'll be honest, like, when I look at the box scores, and that's all I have to go by, box scores and what you're reporting. He's a guy where I've kind of been like, that's it?
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like he's doing much.
Well, for one thing, he's probably going to lead the league in blocks.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which I mean, it's Cap City League.
Yeah.
So, you know what? You can't put much into that. But
no.
He's definitely shown that he's a very, very good athlete, but he just doesn't seem like the kind of guy that's going to go for 30 or 40 points.
No.
But he'll put up, you know, 15 points, grab 10 rebounds, block a couple shots, dish out a couple assists.
Which I feel like that's kind of why Iowa State took him.
Yeah.
I feel like they never thought, that he would be all Big 12.
No.
But he could
be a very good role
kind
player.
Of a Band-Aid, good clubhouse guy.
Right.
It's a cliche, but I feel like that's what they really did think about him. and that they knew he wanted to be there.
Right.
At that point, because you've got all these scholarships to give. If you give it to this guy whose brother had a great career there, he's proven that he works hard. Folks at Arkansas still have good things to say about him. But, yeah, I mean, so he's been better than the box score indicates, in your opinion.
Yeah, he's a guy that makes his mark on a game, but doesn't always, yeah, like you said, doesn't always show up in the box score, but you can always tell that he made his mark on the game. Plus, his team isn't exactly stellar without McKay. So,
yeah, so he's doing all this
yeah.
with a bunch of Drake guys, basically.
Right. Drake and high schoolers, yeah.
Yeah, so. Which makes it difficult because then he's probably getting the best defender on him every time out.
Right, like he
not
was,
that there's a lot of defense being played.
He's been defended by, I mean, Deontay Burton. I think they played Monte's team, and Monte might have guarded him for a while. I would assume George probably guarded him when they played him. So, yeah, it hasn't been like he's getting matched up with the Drake guys. He's getting matched up with the best defender on the other team
okay.
pretty much every
well,
time.
Well, that's encouraging then. What about Matt Thomas? I know that he went off on Sunday night.
The first night, he was a little bit late, and it just didn't seem like he really got into the groove. Like, because he didn't really get a warm-up or anything. He kind of just showed up, and it was like, all right, time to play.
Mm-hmm.
And when he got in there the other night, I mean, he just was knocking down threes left and right. I think he was 9 of 17 or
isn't
something
like
that.
Isn't it funny how Matt, like, you can tell when he's not thinking.
Mm-hmm. Oh, just... and that's how it was. And he just – I haven't seen him play like that ever, I don't think, honestly. I mean, he just was playing free. He was stepping into his shot and just taking his shot, getting his feet set almost perfect every single time.
We've seen this a couple summers in a row now.
Yeah. Now it depends on whether he's able to take this step and translate it from Cap City to
the
real deal.
I kind of feel like, not Hoiberg being gone, but I kind of feel like this is a guy who might thrive because of the change.
Mm-hmm.
It really doesn't have anything to do with Fred. It's just he's got TJ back, and TJ's been like a...
Yeah, he called him a mentor
in his life. Since Matt was a teenager.
Yeah.
I feel like if anybody on that roster could use a change of pace, maybe it was Matt.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And he's shown a little bit more of an ability to get to the rim, or like a willingness to get to the rim, I guess I would say. And if he's able to shoot like he was shooting the other night, it's going to be almost impossible to keep him off the floor.
Well, that's a best-case scenario, especially with Naz's injuries.
Yeah.
And Hollis Cook's injuries.
Well, and I talked to Naz the other night, and he's moving around. I mean, he's moving around pretty well. So
I just don't like hip injuries, man. Yeah. You know how they linger.
Well, Hollis Cook played pretty well the other night as
how
well.
How did he look?
He looked very, very good.
Was he moving around okay?
Yeah, he moved around well. He did get a little bit pushed off sometimes. I mean, just kind of the physicality of it.
Yeah. But that guy hasn't played.
No, yeah, that's the other thing. He hasn't played, you know. It's summer league, so you're not going to get all the calls, the reach-in calls and stuff that you'd get in a normal game. But his shot is true, man.
He's got a sweet shot.
Yeah.
I do think, though, of all the new guys, I think that expectations are too high for Hollis.
Yeah.
Based off of what he's gone through the year off, I feel like – I mean, I'm not down on the guy. I think that, to be fair to him, with that hip surgery he had, and it's been, you know – years since he stepped on the basketball floor, I just feel like patience will be important with him. I don't want to see people judging him by what you see in November.
Right, and I think he even knocked down 7 threes in his first game.
Did he?
Yeah, so I think that's what it was. I don't remember for sure.
That's how I watch the Cap City League is I feel like anybody who plays in the Big 12 should be able to get points in the paint there.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, the one – to me, there's one thing really that can carry over, and that is shooting, outside shooting. I mean, and it's not exact. Clearly, you're going to have more hands in your face when you're playing in that one Fieldhouse
right.
than you are down at the Valley Southwood Gymnasium. You know what I'm saying? But it is – it's I just like seeing guys make shots because for a guy like Matt Thomas, I know it's just the Cap City League, but – we've seen over the last 2 years, he needs all the positive vibes going through his mind that he can get.
Yeah, he knocked down the game winner in his game, too. So, well, that was against Hollis. It was Hollis and Deontay's team against Matt and Nick's team. So, I mean, those two teams, when they get going, I mean, they get going up and down the floor with those two guys just going at each, or those two groups of guys just going at each other. And the thing that impressed me the most about Halas is it seems like every time he pulls up to shoot, it's almost right on. And there aren't very many guys that you see that it's always right on. They're all, you know, there's sometimes they're going to the left, sometimes it's going off to the right. It seems like that thing was going to go in every single time. It was just a little long, a little bit short. And it makes me feel like once he gets kind of into the groove and gets back into the full swing of playing competitive basketball, that really encourages me about what he's going to be able to bring to the table.
It'll be nice for Halas too, because, I mean, when he checks into a game this year, like, he's going to be the, as far as the defense goes in a scouting report, you're like, he's number five,
right,
four or five of anybody on the floor.
Well, he's almost kind of the forgotten guy.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, like, he had such a good freshman year at Oregon State, and then he had this injury.
On a terrible team.
Right. And that just makes me feel that he's going to be able to really thrive in a kind of a bench role here this year. And then I think he'll be able to be even better in 2 years, I guess.
Well, by all means, everything that that I've heard and read about him, he's a nice kid who works really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Rob Gray did that really in-depth piece on him. I'm not sure exactly when Rob did that. It was a year ago, maybe half a year. I'm not sure. But I was impressed by everything that Halas and Halas's dad had to say about that. So that's encouraging. That's another guy like Burton where I'm more concerned about what he does after next year.
Right.
Because I know that they're both going to contribute this season, but what about next year?
Yeah.
Because I know how much they lose, but I am just so not wanting Iowa State to drop out of the national conversation. You know what I mean? Like, the last 5 years have been so much fun.
Right.
Like, the last thing I want is this year you go to a Sweet 16, Elite Eight, whatever, and then you just drop off into the oblivion the year after. I feel like the program, it's important for it to just stay at least in the conversation. I know there's going to be a drop-off in 2 years, but, you know, if some of these guys, if you're Halas Cooks, if you're Deontay Burtons, if you're Nick Muscoliacs, because you're still going to have Matt Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Monte Morris is going to go pro. I mean, I think if he has the opportunity, he will.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure that he's there.
Mm-hmm.
If you have, you know, if just that alone is a nice little core. I mean, you're obviously going to have to add a lot to it. But that's where I'm really just focusing on what these guys can do long term.
Right. And the thing with that, if you have that roster right there, you've got Cook, who's really good at shooting. Plus, he can take some guys off the dribble. Deontay's so good at being able to get to the rim. And I think that he's going to be able to draw so much attention. I mean, Deontay.
Man, you're high on him.
It's Capital City League, man, but he's a real deal. I'll bite the bullet if.
No, you know. I like it. I like having a good opinion. That's great.
Yeah, I'm high on him. I'm high on Jordan Ashton as well. I think he's going to be able to.
Well, they've got scholarships, so if the kid earns it, he'll get one.
Yeah, and there's just times where you watch, you know, you watch and. Whether they're playing against guys that are on the same level or not, you watch them and you just say, that guy's got it.
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, and that's just the way I feel about him. You just watch him and you're like, that guy's just got it.
Well,
he's just got something about him. He's just got it.
Go way back to the McDermott era. And I remember, I know exactly what you're talking about, Jared. The Cap City League, there's not a lot that carries over. But you can tell when a guy doesn't have it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you're going to get fooled, like Sherron Dorsey Walker going off for 70 or whatever. Like, you're going to get fooled like that. But the one thing you can tell generally is if a guy's not very good.
Right.
And you saw, like, going back to the McDermott era, I saw day one from Eric McKnight, who actually, you know, played for that Florida Gulf Coast team. And he actually had a nice little career once he left Iowa State. But I've watched a lot of duds in the Cap City League, and then it never carries over for those guys. But then when you see when I saw Wes Johnson play for the first time, okay, this guy's legit.
Right.
You know, Mike Taylor play for the first time. This guy's legit. Both had NBA careers. So I'm glad to hear you say that about Deontay Burton. Because the way I look at it is if you're a guy who blends in, like what I kind of am seeing from box scores with Nick Babb right now, it tells me that Nick Babb's probably not going to be this all-star at Iowa State. It doesn't mean he's going to suck.
Right.
You should really stand out when playing in that type of competition.
Yeah.
So I'm glad to hear you say that about Burton.
Oh, and it's one of those things where when Burton is on the floor, you almost just want to watch him because such kind of, he's got such a big personality too. Yeah. He's always talking trash. He's always
nice.
He's got so much confidence, and he's just got kind of that swagger to him that the good players have. And when you see a guy catch the ball on the wing and everybody in the gym is sitting there like holding their breath because of the fact that he could posterize anyone at any moment.
Yeah, that's good.
You know that he's got it. He's just got it. I don't even know it is. But.
Nobody does, but yeah. That's what makes it awesome.
Yeah.
It's June 23rd, 2015, and you're calling it.
I'm calling it right now.
You're calling a big career out of Deontay Burton at Iowa State.
Yes.
Have you heard anything about the guys and their reactions to Steve Prohm? I've seen some videos.
Yeah. Well, I had that video with Matt the other night, and it got cut off. I don't know what the deal was. It got cut off when he was about to talk about Prohm. But
oh, okay.
I mean, they all say it's going well, and
they're going to say that. Yeah. Which I think it is. I mean, obviously. It sounds like it.
They say that he has been doing a very good job of keeping guys accountable on and off the floor. I think every guy that we've asked about it has said that. I don't know what that means, but he...
A little tighter leash than Fred, probably.
Yeah.
Fred was so laissez-faire and, like, just hands off. And he probably... I'm not saying he let him get away with stuff, but he wasn't the guy who breathes down their neck.
Right. And they... You know, you say, how are things going with Coach Prohm? Oh, things are going great. We're happy to have him. You know, he's doing such a good job of helping our guys stick together and stuff. So...
Yeah.
I don't think any of them have had a complaint.
That's good. Well, so when are we up next at the Cap City League?
Wednesday night. We've got three games this week. So Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. Next week there's just Wednesday since it'll be 4th of July weekend.
So if there's one team to go watch, like you tell people to go get out and see Burton?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. For sure.
I need to get out there.
Wednesday night, man.
Well, we are off the air at 6.
I'll have to – I'm not 100% sure what the schedule looks like.
I'll take a look.
Yeah.
Good stuff. You got anything else to add? Because if not, I know you got to get back up to your
– Yeah, got to get back to work.
KASI.
No, I don't got anything else.
You're doing a good job, man.
Thank you.
You getting some more Twitter followers?
I am. I've gained 450 Twitter followers.
Wow.
I guess actually I want to say just a little introduction of me to all my people that probably don't really know anything about me. They just saw.
What are your hobbies?
Well, I play a lot of basketball. Not as much lately since I can't get into state gym. But
you know basketball.
Yes.
Which is why I am. If you were an idiot, we wouldn't have you on here. You're very good basketball mind.
Thank you. And so yeah, I mean, I'm always watching basketball. Always just trying to learn more about the game of basketball. It's my passion. And other than that, I just hang out with my roommate. I like to go hiking. We go to ledges a lot and go hiking.
Alex?
Yep.
Another Clarinda boy.
Yep.
We're taking over.
Yeah, Clarinda runs this thing now.
We do.
I don't think people realize this, but
how much does it piss you off when people compare us to Shenandoah?
That's an insult, man. You can't do that.
I know.
If someone said, you're from Shenandoah, yeah. No, man, I'm not from Shenandoah.
It's insulting.
But
good people in Shenandoah, but we don't want to be compared to them.
And then other than that, I hate geese.
You hate geese?
Yes, that is my...
So you don't like Lake Laverne then?
No. I don't go near the lake. We have a little pond right in my apartment complex, and two families of geese go through every day at 4:30 when I'm coming home from work. And that was the day that I tweeted, welcome to hell, Jared, and you said, where are you, Lincoln, Nebraska?
Yeah.
And it's because of those geese, man.
What do you hate about geese?
They are just...
Do they hiss at you?
Yes. And then
yeah.
they just, you can never tell what they're thinking.
Well, I mean, they're animals.
Yeah, no, that's just, I don't like it. I just don't like it.
That's respectable.
Yeah. That's probably my one weird fear.
Is geese?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite basketball team?
Favorite basketball team?
NBA.
NBA? I hate to be that guy, but I don't really have like a favorite team.
That's fair.
I guess I'd have to say Portland just because my dad's from Oregon.
Okay.
So.
That's unique.
Yeah.
What about NFL?
NFL, Kansas City Chiefs, man.
That's a true Southwest Iowa boy right there. what are we, baseball? Oh,
I don't. I'm sure people can tell from that groan that I'm a St. Louis Cardinals fan.
How do you?
The best team in baseball.
How do you feel about the cheating incident where they hacked and they've been convicted of espionage.
Yeah. Well, they haven't been convicted, have
well,
they?
Well, they're about to be.
I feel like it might have been some people that went rogue. I don't know if it was like the...
Yeah, I agree.
Like the guys
as,
in...
As badly as I wanted it to be like this systematic deal, yeah. I just can't believe that it is.
Yeah, I think it was just one guy really didn't like... I don't Lundhau or
Lundhau or
yeah, however you say his name.
His name is
he. I think that someone just really did not like him.
Yeah,
but
which he seems like a guy who I wouldn't really like either.
Yeah,
everything I've read.
But I don't know. At the end of the day, they're the best team in baseball, so I don't care.
So you have a fine evening up in Ames.
I'll do my best.
When do you turn 21? We need to have a big Fanatic 21st birthday party for Jared.
August 2nd, everyone. August 2nd, I turned 21, so...
It's a big deal.
Yeah, that's going to be a big day. It, yeah, what? I don't even want to go into it too much. That'll be a big day.
we'll have to get together at, like, Benchwarmers or something.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
You've come to Benchwarmers a lot, but you've never had a beer.
That's the part... That's the thing that stinks about me, going to those parties. I always get there, and everyone else has already gotten into a good place, and I'm just...
At least your senior year, you're going to be able to indulge.
Right.
Responsibly, of course.
Yes, of course, of course.
Hey, everybody, speaking of Benchwarmers, got our big party coming up on Friday, if you didn't hear by now. It's the FAWCast fundraiser for Ponseti International. We'll be posting links and good stuff about that all week long here at CycloneFanatic.com. Good job, Jared. What's your Twitter handle? At Stanzy?
At Stanz51. S-T-A-N-Z-5-1.
All right. Give him a follow. He's covering the Cap City League for us this year. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great day.